The nation's climbing unemployment rate of 5.7% translates into 8,160,000 people looking for jobs but unable to find them. Manufacturing continues to be one of the hardest-hit sectors of the economy. NPR's David Malpas visited some of the furniture-making towns of North Carolina to talk with people who are out of work.
Hickory, North Carolina, and surrounding counties have been known for decades as a mecca for furniture manufacturing. These days, the area is also becoming known as one of the fastest-rising unemployment centers in the nation. Scott Millar, an economic development official for Catawba County, says it's been a nightmarish change.
This time last year, we were roughly somewhere around 2% unemployment. There were 1,500 people on the unemployment roster. This year, we're at roughly 7.3% unemployment, and we have 8,000 people on the unemployment line.
Those lines form early at the unemployment office that sits next to a busy four-lane highway in Hickory. Caleb Tester, an upholstery trimmer, is very familiar with the office and the lines. He's been laid off in each of his last four jobs as factory after factory cut back on production or closed completely.
I've got about 4 years experience in upholstery, and I can't find work anywhere. I mean, it's to the point now where I'll take anything. I mean, I'm used to making, my average is about $18.75 about 6 months ago, and now I'll take a $6 an hour job. I'm getting ready to lose my truck. I got a new truck last year. I'm getting ready to get repossessed. I'm two payments behind in our house payment. I mean, now we have just enough money in our bank account for it not to close. My brother, he's got 13 years experience in upholstery, and he can't find work. He's doing a paper route right now.
Similar stories can be heard across much of North Carolina's industrial belt. In Lexington, Elizabeth, she chose not to give her last name, worked for years as a spray painter until the factory moved operations to Mexico. Then she worked in a lamp factory, but got laid off there too this spring.
You don't get no, what did they call it when some of the bigger companies lay people off and they give them so much money?
Severance.
Yeah, a lot of these places don't give severance pay. They just come up and tell you, you know, you're laid off. There was no warning when I got laid off. It's like they just come up and gave me a pink slip. You got your paycheck, that was it.
Elizabeth's situation is beginning to get desperate. Her unemployment benefits are at an end, and she still has no job. Century Furniture, a high-end product line, has six factories like this one in Hickory and 1,500 employees. Century has managed to avoid layoffs by reducing the work week to 4.5 days and by cutting out all overtime pay. Hourly workers earn less, but they still have jobs. CEO Robert Maricich is optimistic that business will pick up next year, but he says the industry is under tremendous financial stress.
There are two things that are happening to the furniture industry. The first is obviously the recession that we're in and the economic downturn, and furniture as a deferrable purchase normally affected in economic downturns. But then there's kind of a double whammy with wood furniture, and that's the rapid increase in foreign manufactured furniture. Tremendous growth in the amount of furniture coming from China.
Last year, for the first time ever, more than half the wood furniture sold in the U.S. was made outside the U.S. This year, it's projected that 60% will come from outside U.S. borders. The import trend indicates that most furniture jobs are not coming back to North Carolina, even after a general economic recovery. Local job counselors like Shelby Von Cannon say many workers are not adjusting to the new environment, in part because they don't know how to market themselves.
On their application, as they interview, they don't know what to say. All they know how to do is to talk about their specific skill. They tell somebody, well, I was an upholsterer. Well, they don't do that in whatever new industry they're applying for.
County agencies are trying to help the unemployed do a better job selling themselves to employers. And counselors are guiding many towards programs to upgrade their skills or at least retrain for jobs that are open.
Welcome to DCCC. Again, my name is Donna Haley, and I'm the Director of Admissions and Retention here at Davidson County Community College. I'm going to speak to you a little bit about admissions, and I made a little packet up for everyone, okay? Mm-hmm.
Last week, about 20 unemployed factory workers took part in a two-day class to help them get back into school. Melissa Fields was among them.
Every day I go out job hunting, and there's nothing out there. I've even went to places like Walmart, and other than seasonal hiring, which they'll let you go as soon as Christmas is over with, other than seasonal hiring, they're not even hiring.
Fields needs a night job so she can go back to school during the day. She wants to polish up her Spanish and then look for a job as a translator. Lots of local companies, she says, are replacing workers like her with Mexican immigrants who are being hired as temps. Fields says somebody's got to know their language to train them. It might as well be me, she says. When she lost her job as a color separator at a nearby fiberglass factory, Fields took it real hard.
I was just totally devastated.
Fields had to enter a psychiatric hospital unit for a week and still takes antidepressant medication. Her husband is not in a position to pick up the family's slack in income.
My husband works, but he works at Burger King fast food. And believe it or not, even the fast food places have been hit because nobody can afford to go out to eat. He's only getting about 25 hours a week, which only adds up to about $100 to $125 a week is what he makes.
Many workers are being caught in the ripple effects of factories shutting their doors. When furniture plants started to close around Lexington, Randy Peel lost his job as a press operator.
We did a lot of printing, advertising and stuff for the furniture factories and the textile industry around here. As the manufacturing base died, finally got to the point where we sat for 2 months at the shop with nothing to do. And the owner had to let some people go.
Peel, at age 41, is also preparing to enter community college. He says he wants to learn something about computers. After 3 months of searching, he was unable to find any job with pay comparable to his printing work, but he says that's not the worst part of getting laid off.
See, I was recently diagnosed with skin cancer, and my health care benefits meant a whole lot to me. I mean, that meant more than the hourly rate, and I've lost all that now.
So what do you do if you need medicine or need to see a doctor?
Since I've been laid off, I haven't been able to see a doctor. I haven't been able to afford to. I just have to let, you know, nature take its course for the time being.
Representatives of the furniture industry say these layoffs and plant closings are gut-wrenching experiences for many manufacturers, especially the smaller ones who have second and third generation employees. However, with one exception, company executives refused to be interviewed for this report. As one industry consultant explained, they don't want their brand name associated with the harsh realities of unemployment. David Malpas, NPR News, Lexington, North Carolina.